Hi, Barbie. Just a bit of caution. This episode is part of an 8-week series on the trans allegory of the Barbie movie. And there's going to be so many spoilers, just like so many you don't even know. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, definitely do that first. You won't regret it, though. It's amazing. Okay, on with the show. Welcome to Tilly's Trans Tuesdays. We've got the Tilly Vision sign, and that means it's time for the intentional trans allegory of Barbie the movie part 7. To heck with the false shell, but then, what comes next? Hi, I'm Tilly Bridges, your host, and I'm joined by my writing partner, my best friend, my wife, our token cis representation, the woman without a false bone in her body, Susan Bridges.
Hi.
You're very surface level with your feelings, and that's good. I like that. You let people know when you're mad, and you don't hide it well.
I am very not great at lying. When I am good at it, then I think I deserve an Oscar, because it's like that hard.
Who are you lying to?
Oh, you know.
Is there something I should know? There's
something
I should know. Yeah. No, you don't lie to me. I know. Our returning guest here for the last bits of our Barbie discussion, Millicent Alexis Book. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Beach.
I don't know. Is that your job? My job is right.
Oh.
I would.
No, my job is words. That's the better way to say it.
Is it?
Words.
Yeah. It's funnier. My job is words.
Okay.
Here we go. 1 hour, 16 minutes, 35 seconds. Barbie. By giving voice to the cognitive dissonance required to be a woman under the patriarchy, you robbed it of its power. I mean, this applies to everything. When you see the lies, they no longer have any power over you. You can't make me pretend to be cis again. 1 hour, 17 minutes, 27 seconds. As they set about their plan to stop the Kens and free the Barbies, they're all in pink jumpsuits because there's doubt about if this plan is going to work. Can Barbie truly kick out the male simulacra and become the woman she is? 1 hour, 19 minutes, 46 seconds. Hari Neff as a decoy damsel Barbie in glasses. Gee, I am so awkward and don't feel pretty at all, and will anyone ever like me? Ken takes her glasses off. There. Now we can see your beautiful face. That line from Hari Neff certainly applies to how society wants all women to feel, but again, that's compounded for trans women who don't just need to be pretty to be accepted. If we don't look cis, our chances at cis acceptance fall off a cliff. Again, they gave her this line for a reason.
I just want to add, there's this running joke throughout the movie of people trying to cross boundaries that they can't figure out by going over them, and the only person who ever, like Alan tries it in this scene, but the only person who ever succeeds at it is Barbie. She is the boundary transcender. She can leap over things, but everybody else fails to do so. They have to go around.
That's fascinating.
That is fascinating.
I did not notice that. Excellent observation.
Thank you.
What were you going to say, Susan?
My observation was that the line from Hari Neff is,
yes,
on its face, so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But it's completely acceptable to be self-deprecating about your womanness in front of a cis man.
Oh, yeah.
So Ken doesn't see anything wrong with it at all. It's
right.
Absolutely the right thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing weird about it.
Right.
Right. It's such a great scene, the whole
it is
sequence.
I mean, that all gets compounded later on in the movie, like, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We do that a lot. That's okay. We're all very excited.
Yes.
All right. 1 hour, 20 minutes, 49 seconds. Gloria's doing Barbie's makeup. Barbie, what if this doesn't work? What if he doesn't like me anymore? Gloria, He knows deep down you don't like him the same way. So this is Barbie psyching herself up to be rid of the false shell of a man forever. But why is it in a scene of Gloria doing Barbie's makeup? We didn't see Barbie put on makeup ever, the entire movie, even though she clearly had it on. To me, this speaks to a trans woman putting makeup on for the first time in the hopes it will help her feel more like her true self. In fact, one of the first things I did was get a makeover from a cis Hollywood makeup artist, and it's what let me know I needed to transition all the way. It was, at that point, the closest I'd ever gotten to seeing the real me in the mirror. And a lot of us trans women go through being shown how to do makeup from both other trans women and cis women. And at this moment, for Barbie, it kind of reads that way. But they're also looking at each other, right, and talking about how to get rid of Ken. So it also feels like Barbie putting on makeup for the first time as herself, letting her see and start to be the real woman she is inside. She's looking into herself. Literally, they're looking at each other.
Can totally agree that experience. I went through it myself.
Yeah.
Getting that makeover, getting the makeup applied, affirms so much for us because we're looking for that affirmation at that point quite often. And to be like in the makeup and in the moment and not be like, still cis though? Still
right.
Not cis though. Yeah.
Still not. Yeah, exactly. And just so we're clear, no trans woman or trans man or any person on earth needs to wear makeup to be themselves. Mm-hmm. This is just a thing that happens for a lot of us, but
absolutely,
we're not saying it's required.
I think also the putting on of the makeup here,
yeah,
just shows the difference between like when Barbie thought everything was perfect and she was fine, she didn't need to do anything. She already fit into the box.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
This speaks to
by being Ken,
doing
here
something different
to make myself look the way I want.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's important too.
It is.
Absolutely.
1 hour, 21 minutes, 32 seconds. Barbie goes to confront Ken in pink because she's lying to him to try and exert control. But look at them, pink and blue. The transness can't be denied. Look at the pink and blue fire between them.
That picture, too, that you supplied in the write-up.
Yeah.
You have that purple and red lightning bolt. Two lightning bolts, when there's electricity flowing, they will discharge toward or into each other. You know, there's that, you see it in theatrical presentations a lot where there's the two,
yeah,
Omni,
yeah,
and Frankenstein.
Sure.
but like the openness of that is a connection, and we are debating and discussing that very connection. So
excellently observed. You're good at this.
It's fun.
It is.
It is. It really is.
1 hour, 22 minutes, 58 seconds. The Kens play push at the Barbies. This is like super, super text because Barbie's trying to exert control and be rid of the false male shell forever, right? And it's pushing back because he can't possibly be trans. Look how toxically masculine he's become. And look, this is a movie and metaphor, so things are taken to extremes. I'm not saying all trans women go hard right into toxic masculinity before accepting our truth, though sadly some do. But if you dial that back a little, it very much reads as, I can't possibly be a trans woman. I grew a beard, see? Or I can't possibly be a trans woman. Look at this suit I'm wearing. Or no, no, I like football and cars, etc., etc. A lot of us try so hard to be that man to hide the truth we can't yet accept, but it does not work. 1 hour, 23 minutes, 11 seconds. And so we see, now on the beach, which is Ken's job and what he thinks he's best at, Barbie is now in a white top and denim shorts, closer to earth tones than she's ever been. And the entire beach has become royal blue. She's connecting to the truth. 1 hour, 26 minutes, 32 seconds. Ken's song before the Ken War sure sounds a whole lot like a person accepting their transness and realizing their fake cis shell is about to cease existing. Look at the lyrics. Doesn't seem to matter what I do, I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I tried. I have feelings that I can't explain, driving me insane. All my life I've been so polite, but I'll sleep alone tonight, cause I'm just Ken. Anywhere else, I'd be a 10. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility? I'm just Ken. Where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her to see the man behind the tan and fight for me? As the Ken War rages, her false male shell fighting for its existence, did you notice the beach is now entirely pink? This existence they're fighting for is a lie. 1 hour, 28 minutes, 27 seconds. More of Ken's song continues to read exactly how it read before, a false persona realizing it no longer needs to exist. I want to know what it's like to love, to be the real thing. Is it a crime? Am I not hot when I'm in my feelings? And is my moment finally here, or am I dreaming? I'm no dreamer. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 6 seconds. And if you're doubting my assertion that this is Barbie coming to terms with and accepting her transness and choosing to be rid of Ken, the false male simulacra waging an internal war for its own existence, did you notice the colors during the dance-off? You might as well have painted a trans flag on that floor, friends.
Is that super, super, super text?
I think so. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility? Ken fought for his existence but lost because Barbie is trans. That's the truth. And so, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 18 seconds, the earth tones return to Ken as the truth has been accepted. 1 hour, 32 minutes, 14 seconds. And now, for the first time since her egg cracked on the dance floor, Barbie's in yellow. All earth tones. The truth is on its way. 1 hour, 32 minutes, 55 seconds. Barbie to Ken. Are you crying? It's okay. I cried too. It's actually kind of amazing. Listen, when you spend your life in a cloud of dysphoria, when it starts dissipating even a little due to transition, you suddenly have access to all kinds of emotions you never did before.
I swear I've said that multiple times on multiple occasions.
Just yeah.
Crying is actually kind of amazing.
Yeah, and I've seen so many trans people say that they never cried about anything pre-transition. They couldn't, you know, they didn't, they couldn't feel it because everything was so muted.
I mean, I'd shed a tear during a movie, but that was the extent. And there's so much more.
So much more. 1 hour, 33 minutes, 12 seconds. Ken, it was hard running stuff. I didn't love it. It wasn't natural for Barbie's false cis shell to be in control. It's not easy putting on that act. He tries to kiss her, but she pulls away. Again, no, she was never a guy and doesn't want to pretend to be one anymore. Barbie, I didn't mean to suggest, Ken, I just don't know who I am without you. Barbie, you're Ken. Ken, but it's Barbie and Ken. There is no just Ken. That's why I was created. I only exist within the warmth of your gaze. He was created only to protect, cover, and hide the real Barbie until she was ready to cast the lie aside and live her truth. 1 hour, 35 minutes, 27 seconds. Barbie, you have to figure out who you are without me. Ken, why? Barbie, you're not your girlfriend. You're not your house. You're not your mink. Ken, beach? Barbie, nope, you're not even beach. Maybe all the things that you thought made you you aren't really you. Barbie's realizing, if you watch, that she's talking to herself here, metaphorically and literally. Maybe it's Barbie and it's Ken. They are separate. They are no longer one. Barbie is on the path to self-actualizing.
Kind of get this image in my head of those stories where you see this in fantasy a lot. The good half and the evil half get split. They do.
Yeah.
I think the most recent I saw it was the Lower Decks Badgie.
Yeah, yeah, Badgie. Yeah. I love Badgie.
Yeah, so kind of envisioning that split, just literally. Yeah. They were one, and now they're two separate.
Yeah, it's like when you get to that moment where you're like, no, I'm going to transition, I'm going to be me, and you have to leave that old fake person behind.
And obviously, trans people don't split into two people once we made our transition, but it does kind of feel that way with identity when... Like, I'm going through my name change process right now.
Yeah.
And I'll get things in the mail addressed to my new name, and I'll get things in the mail addressed to my old name. And I'm just like, that's a different person.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of trans people almost talk about their pre-transition selves like they're different people because everything was so different. Your life was so different. It feels like that was a different person. So, absolutely. Mm. 1 hour, 37 minutes, 6 seconds. The CEO comes out of the treehouse playset crying. Ken is right. It's just so hard to be a leader. Yeah, boo-hoo. Feel bad for the people with all the power, money, and control, sure.
And also it kind of speaks to so many cis straight people saying, like, trans people in their lives are ruining their life.
Of course.
That it's all about them.
Yeah.
And they're just saying, this is all a problem for me.
Yes,
yeah, how
actually.
Could you do this to me?
Yeah, exactly. There is a Trans Tuesday on that. Cis grief, that has not been brought back for a podcast episode yet, but if you want to check it out, TillysTransTuesdays.com. Don't make it all about you, cis people. 1 hour, 37 minutes, 30 seconds. CEO, do you know how many times I've wanted to stand up in a board meeting and just say, can we just tickle each other? Let's have a company retreat and just tickle each other. Funny and weird, yes, but tickling is a physical action that forces a certain response from the receiver, whether they want to or not. And do you understand how insidious that is coming from a non-disabled cishet white man? What does he want? Control over your body.
Having worked in HR, that is a big no-no. You do not suggest tickle parties.
Yeah, no,
it is not an innocuous action.
No. CEO, but thanks to the Barbies, I too can now relieve myself of this heavy existential burden while holding onto the very real title of CEO, and we could restore everything in Barbieland to exactly the way it was. See, I get you. Yes, yes, trans rights and women's liberation. We'll put it on mugs and t-shirts and do nothing else as long as we go back to the status quo where I'm in control.
Trans people, I've got your backs.
Oh, I'm so mad about that. Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's right on. Right on, yeah. Do something then. Okay.
Exactly.
1 hour, 37 minutes, 57 seconds. President Barbie, Mr. Mattel, CEO, please call me mother. Do you see how badly he wants to be respected, in control of women and everyone else? President Barbie, no thank you. I don't think that things should go back to the way that they were. No Barbie or Ken should be living in the shadows. None of us should be forced to live a lie, hidden in the shadows of a false persona that wounds us. 1 hour, 38 minutes, 15 seconds. President Barbie to Weird Barbie. I just want to say I'm sorry we called you Weird Barbie behind your back and also to your face. Weird Barbie, that's okay, I'm owning it. Getting weird is literally what the subconscious does. Just look at dreams.
Gosh, they're so weird.
They're so weird. President Barbie, would you like a job in my cabinet? Weird Barbie, may I please have sanitation? Sure, that is funny, but also, she wants to keep things healthy and clean the place up so you don't wind up ill and suffering. And if that ain't the subconscious's job. Also, remember how Weird Barbie was all in pink because Barbie didn't know if she believed her yet, even though the transness was present in the squiggles on her forehead? Look at what she's wearing now. Royal blue, connection with pink. Transness.
And there's earth tones in there too.
There are. 1 hour, 38 minutes, 55 seconds. Gloria, I have an idea. CEO, tell me your secret dream, child. Gloria, what about ordinary Barbie? She's not extraordinary. She's not president of anything. Or maybe she is. Maybe she's a mom. Maybe she's not. But it's okay to just want to be a mom. Or to want to be president, or a mom who is president, or a mom who's also not president. She just has a flattering top, and she wants to get through the day feeling kind of good about herself. Women can be anything. A trans woman can be any kind of woman. CEO, that's a terrible idea. Executive, that's going to make money. CEO, oh, originality Barbie, I love it, fantastic. This confirms what I told you about him earlier when Ken's Mojo Dojo Casa House was selling well and he said he didn't care about money. You see here, he clearly does, so he should have been elated that the Mojo Dojo Casa House sales, but he wasn't, and he claimed he wasn't in it for the money, but he is. So again, the only reason he didn't want Ken's stuff selling is because he's more concerned with control he has over women and trans people and how he was losing it.
There was a line earlier where Barbie says, well, what about Ken? He's also out in the real world. So they said they're not worried about Ken ever because they're not worried about repressing men. They're not worried about repressing the male aspects of society. They're just worried about repressing the ladies.
Right. I think it's also important to see that, like, at first he's like, that's terrible, because he's like, well, that's not what we say femininity is.
Right.
But at the same time, then he's convinced when it's kind of like, well, this is really just a teeny step away from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make money. So that's fine. A tiny bit of variance, as long as it doesn't disrupt the status quo,
right,
is okay.
Rainbow capitalism.
And again, only if the CEO thinks so. As long as it keeps the status quo, cis men are okay with it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even get his analysis back before he out of hand rejects it.
Exactly.
It came from a woman, so no, we're not doing that. And then he gets the analysis and he says, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because a man said so.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour, 39 minutes, 42 seconds. Sasha, what about Barbie? What does she get? CEO, that's easy. She's in love with Ken. Sasha, that is not her ending. Even now, society is trying to force her back into the simulacrum, and both Barbie's inner child and inner woman know that's not it. They're clearly trying to figure out what her place is, but they don't know for sure because Barbie still hasn't fully accepted herself. So they're both in pink because they're full of doubt about where Barbie goes from here. Thanks for being here, Lexi.
Thanks for having me.
Next week, we're going to get to the most important and heart-wrenching scene in the entire movie because it's time to goddamn self-actualize. Tilly Bridges and Transmission. Tilly's Trans Tuesdays is hosted by Tilly Bridges and Susan Bridges with audio editing and sound mixing by Jillian Morgan. The Google Doc and social media versions of this week's topic and all past topics are available at tillystranstuesdays.com. Special thanks to Daisy and Jane for the use of Sorry Not Sorry as our show's theme music. Please stop by and show your support at daisyandjane.bandcamp.com and soundcloud.com/daisyandjane. You can find me at Tilly Bridges on Blue Sky, Twitter, and Hive, on Mastodon at tillybridges@mastodon.social, at facebook.com/tillysbridges, and on Insta and Threads at heckyatillybridges. And you can find Susan on most of those at Susan L. Bridges. You can find Jillian at Audio Jillian on Blue Sky. You can join the Tillyverse Discord server by following the link at the very bottom of tillystranstuesdays.com. We hold regular watch parties for the Matrix films and other trans movies where I do a live Q&A, and it's blossomed into a wonderfully supportive, compassionate, kind community of friends. We'd love to have you join us. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I flustered myself now. I'm so sorry. Did you know I'm on a podcast right now? Oh.